I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Montana has launched what officials say is a unique effort to gain access to public lands that are currently inaccessible because they're landlocked by surrounding private land. Officials say what makes this program unique is that Montana is relying on public donations to purchase these easements. Throughout the West, states including Montana have access programs. Ryan Weiss of the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation says most, though, focus on securing access to private lands.
To serve access to an enhancement of wildlife habitat, and that's mostly game habitat for the purposes of hunting
Weiss,
and fishing.
The public access specialist for DNRC adds, funding for a lot of those programs comes from the sale of conservation, hunting, and fishing licenses. He says one unique feature about Montana's new program, known by the acronym Montana Plan, is that it relies on donations from individuals, organizations, and businesses to fund access easements.
I think the uniqueness of Montana Public Land Access Network is that it has a general outdoor recreation focus, which is could be considered more broad than just sporting activities like hunting and fishing. So there's an element of flexibility in that other outdoor recreational user groups will have an opportunity to have their interests represented when applying for
Weiss and his agency will administer the program. Republican Representative Alan Doan is a sponsor of House Bill 597. The Dawson County rancher says the idea for this program came after talks with other landowners, hunters, and others.
And I think this is the proper role of government because it doesn't force anyone to do anything. It protects the rights of everyone on both sides of the issue and is a mechanism to allow people to come together in the middle, and it allows free enterprise to work, a willing buyer and a willing seller.
And there are incentives. Doan says it was important to him that the state of Montana give donors a tax deduction, and landowners won't have to pay taxes for the payment for the easement. Doan adds, there's also flexibility for a landowner.
He can sell a temporary easement across that to the landlocked public land, and he can try it out, see if it works, if it's something that works for him and he likes and stuff. He can renew that or maybe even possibly make it a permanent easement.
The program was officially kicked off around mid-December with a $25,000 donation from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
It was important for us to demonstrate to Montanans all over the state that organizations like the Elk Foundation are serious about trying to help provide solutions to these issues in Montana.
Lambert is a director of government affairs for the organization.
We wanted to put our money where our mouth was and challenge other organizations to do the same.
Others have done just that. So far, Montana Wilderness Association, Montana Wildlife Federation, Boone and Crockett Club, and backcountry hunters and anglers have all opened up their checkbooks. Weiss says a few individuals and businesses have also donated. He says there's just over $50,000 now in the account. House Bill 597 is set to end in 10 years unless a future legislature removes the bill's termination clause. State Representative Alan Doan says the future of this program will depend on the public's willingness to put their dollars behind the issue of public access.
If this is a real issue, and I believe that it is, donors will step in and voluntarily contribute money, and this access easements will be purchased with this money. If it's not an issue that people care about, there won't be very much for donations to the program, and with the sunset date on it, it will go away.
There are several ways to donate, including directly through DNRC's website, which also includes information on how to submit an easement proposal. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.